Matt Carrington from Hope for Kids joining me on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Great, thank you. You?
Good. Tell us about Hope for Kids. For those who aren't familiar, what exactly do you do?
Hope for Kids is a local nonprofit. So we help local families who have a sick child with a chronic condition. It could be anything from brain injuries to heart defects to kids' cancer. We provide gas and grocery cards. We find that gas is a huge issue, traveling back and forth to children's all the time. Parking passes, accommodation to the Ronald McDonald House. We also do a family dinner night where Pizza Hut supplies us with a meal and we go and deliver it to families. We've also just joined with the Friends and Family Dinner Night at St. Mike's. Each family gets a meal once a week from there, which is amazing. We do wish referrals. We connect people to other families for support. Is there anything we can do to help to ease some of the stress that families are facing?
Yeah, these all seem like very small things, but you know, when you've got a sick child, those small things really make a difference, I'd imagine, don't they?
They do. They make a huge difference. So after spending 8 hours at the hospital, the last thing you want to do is go home and cook.
I understand that you're going to be at the Festival of Trees this year.
We are. Collins and Barrow are very generously sponsored as a tree, and we're going to call it the Memory Tree. So we invite local people to come and put a special ornament on that tree in memory of a loved one. So that can be a child that you've lost, a baby, a parent, anybody.
You're doing this big campaign right now just to get people more aware of Hope for Kids and maybe contributing a little bit more. Why are you doing this?
We want to give back, first of all, to those people that have helped us so far. We have got an amazing response from the local businesses. So we want to be able to say thank you in something, a fun way, and also to get people more involved. Like a lot of people we spoke to, they don't realize that Hope for Kids is out there, or the trauma that families go through when you've got a sick child and you've got a diagnosis.
Dean Zimmer, one of the directors from Hope for Kids here. I understand that Hope for Kids has already received quite a bit of support from the local community and the local businesses here.
Well, we've recently received some very large donations from Crossway Community Thrift and Lululemon. But also, we've also had some great businesses like Pizza Hut, who's donated a lot of weekly meals to families. Bow Valley Concierge has donated cleaning services in the past, which has also helped our families. And Le Chocolatier has given us a great chocolate bar fundraising campaign.
Now, I understand you're doing something of a social media giveaway campaign, a campaign to increase awareness for Hope for Kids.
Yeah, so we're hoping to raise awareness for Hope for Kids to local people, businesses, to get them to think about us for giving services, of course, donations, all that kind of stuff. So what we're doing is we're going to give away things for following us on our Facebook and Twitter page. Calgary Flames tickets, gift certificates, passes, gift baskets, all from great local businesses that have supported us in the past.
And I understand it's not just a few little prizes. You've got like months and months worth of prizes to give away here.
Oh, absolutely, Rob. We're going to be going at least till April, and it's going to be a weekly giveaway.
The Flames tickets, that's intriguing. You've got a few pairs of those to give away?
Oh, absolutely. We got at least 10 sets.
Oh, fantastic. So how can people find you on Facebook and Twitter?
At either Hope for Kids, like right on Facebook. Our Twitter handle is Hope for Kids Bow Valley.
It must feel good to have all this support from the community.
Oh, absolutely. Canmore businesses are so great. I'd just like to thank some of the following businesses for helping us out with this launch. Darren from Rocky Mountain Bagel, he's also given it all along. He's been a great supporter. Sonia at Hijinks, again, a great supporter. Michael from the Iron Goat. Cam from Rocky Mountain Soap. Janice from Sunshine Mountain Village. Mark from Bella Cresta. And of course, the last person I'd like to thank is, of course, you, Rob. You're so great. Just like our businesses, you responded right away and wanted to help us out. So thank you very much for that, Rob.
Oh, always happy to help spread the word about a good local cause. And Hope for Kids definitely fits that bill. Amanda and Dean, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob.